Eastern Equine Encephalitis, Triple E, is now blamed for 3 deaths in Massachusetts this year. It has no cure, but there is a human vaccine for the mosquito-borne illness. However, as WBUR's Angus Chen reports, the vaccine is not widely available.
In the 1970s, the United States military began developing vaccines to protect military personnel from dangerous pathogens. Sam Telford is an epidemiologist at Tufts University. He says one of those vaccines was for Triple E.
As a graduate student, I received that vaccine.
Triple E is a mosquito-borne illness that's rare but causes death in about a third of people who develop it. This year, 10 people in Massachusetts have contracted the illness, and 3 have died. Telford says the Triple E vaccine was made available in the 1980s to certain people in the military and some researchers like himself. But he says the Food and Drug Administration put a stop to that.
The FDA slapped the military for running essentially unregulated clinical trials.
So now Telford says if you want to get the Triple E vaccine, you have to go to an Army Research Institute, enroll in the clinical trial, and pay for it. And there are other reasons why the vaccine isn't practical for most people, says Mark Fisher, an epidemiologist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The protection is very short-lived, so people need to receive the vaccine multiple times over years in order to maintain protection. And that's another reason why at least that current vaccine would not really be useful for use in a general population.
It's unlikely that a human vaccine will ever become widely available. That's because vaccines have to go through rigorous trials. And Telford says that's just too expensive for an illness as rare as Triple E.
A company could not be in their right mind if they wanted to invest $150 to $200 million to run through clinical trials and get FDA registration for the sale of a Triple E vaccine.
But it's a lot easier to get an animal vaccine approved. There's a horse vaccine available for about $50. Nancy Dubin is a horse farmer in Holliston. She gives it to her horses every year. It's not always effective, though. Last month, one of her horses got Triple E, even though he was vaccinated.
Bruin was very young and did not have enough antibodies built up from the vaccine. So it was definitely a very sad day.
After 3 days, Bruin became seriously ill.
He was walking into walls and stuff, yeah. So it was definitely affecting his brain.
And he died. Triple E, even though it's rare, can be deadly to both humans and horses. Tufts' Sam Telford says the risk of the illness will persist until a hard frost kills off mosquitoes that can carry the virus.
There's plenty of potential for people getting infected by either West Nile virus or Eastern Equine Encephalitis. Probably for another 3 weeks.
Until then, he says people should wear mosquito repellent whenever going outside, even during the daytime. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.